Longtime faculty member at Northwest Missouri State in the Mass Communications Department, Assistant Professor Laura Widmer, has been named the Grand Marshal of this year's Homecoming Parade, which will be next Saturday. Widmer is the Director of Student Publications and advises Northwest's award-winning student media, including the Northwest Missourian, Tower Yearbook, and Heartland View online magazine. Widmer tells John Coffey she feels honored to serve as this year's Grand Marshal.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised, so it was a shock that the nominations had gone forward, and I really didn't know anything about it. And when I heard the news, I was just ecstatic, and it was a good day to be a Bearcat.
How did you learn about it?
Well, I received an email from Angel McAdams and Prescott, and she told me that I had been nominated and selected and asked if I would do the job, and replied, I'm gladly be the Grand Marshal for this year.
Well, it sounds like you had a lot of former students that put in a little bit of work to make sure that this happened for you.
Yeah, it was one of those Facebook movements that got started, and that was so happy to see that people cared enough to put me at the front of the parade and to be Grand Marshal, and I just so look forward to it and look forward to seeing some of the alums come back as well.
I guess it goes down to what a difference a year makes for you.
Definitely. A year ago, I was in North Kansas City Hospital in intensive care during homecoming, and so the difference 1 year later, I'd much rather be at the parade, let me tell you.
It sounds like that'll wrap up a busy week for you.
Yes, it'll be great. We've got, of course, all the Missourian and the tower coverage going on and a Heartland View online. And so after that, then I take a quick little trip to Louisville for a national convention, and then I'll be at my post on Saturday morning.
Widmer is a Northwest graduate and began teaching at Northwest in 1983. This year's homecoming parade gets underway at 9 a.m. at the corner of Ray and College Avenues.